Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to discuss the energies and themes of the March 25th, 2024 Libra lunar eclipse. This eclipse is occurring at 5 degrees of Libra in your chart, and we're going to take a look at the powerful influences of change that are occurring with this first eclipse of the calendar year. Plus, we're going to look at some of the overall opportunities that will be opening up and changing us. And I'm going to share with you some of the intuitive messages I've been receiving and seeing around this particular eclipse energy and impressions. So before we dive into all that, let's get into some of the particulars of this lunar eclipse. Now, as always, it is a full moon lunar eclipse, but we have a slight shift in when the energies peak. And that's because the full moon occurs at 5 degrees, 7 minutes of Libra. And then the lunar eclipse is exact a few minutes later at 5 degrees, 13 minutes of Libra. And this is what's called a penumbral lunar eclipse. And that is when there is actually going to be a slight shadow from the Earth on the moon. And typically with a full moon lunar eclipse, the moon is very bright because it's illuminated by the sun. But with a penumbral lunar eclipse, part of the Earth's shadow is also there on the moon, and it can be very faint. It might not be something that you even notice, especially with the naked eye, but there's a subtle energetic influence here then of the Earth's shadow being cast upon the moon, and I feel that holds great symbolism as well as importance of what is being reflected back to us. And it has a beautiful brilliance to it since this lunar eclipse is happening in Libra. And Libra is the other. It's the mirror. It's what we project out and what we look for or what we assume or see in other people, because we're also looking for that within ourselves. Of course, this is just one understanding of Libra, but part of the shadow of Libra is that we can be too consumed with the other. We can be codependent. We can be heavily invested in what others are choosing. We can go into comparison around perhaps what someone has and you don't have. So the Libra shadow is a part of this energy. And what is coming up for us is something that's being deeply revealed in our unconscious around these Libra themes. And not only is it because of the penumbral lunar eclipse, but it's also because Pluto is a heavy influence in this particular lunar eclipse energy. But thankfully, Pluto is showing up to support transformation, to support a new truth rising within you, something that you're understanding that you truly desire or want, something you're perhaps maybe wrestling with or figuring out because there's a discomfort in it. That is something that Pluto certainly activates. Pluto is at 1 degree 45 minutes of Aquarius. Pluto has not been here before, meaning Pluto hasn't been to this point in your chart in this current cycle in Aquarius. So Pluto is opening up new terrain, more underneath the surface to dig into, and is connecting through a trine to that Libra full moon lunar eclipse, showing more of what perhaps you both deeply want and fear in connections. And this could be the two sides of the coin that Libra brings up. It could be showing you, yes, I want this. Yes, I'm terrified of this. Part of this energy, because it's a new cycle here with the Pluto influence, there's something here that you're understanding about yourself in a whole new way. And that's also because of how Pluto is sextiling the sun in Aries at 5 degrees. So we have some deeper revelations unfolding during this lunar eclipse cycle. And it actually began with the Pisces new moon on March 10th at 20 degrees of Pisces, where you've been receiving intuitive messages. Something's been coming through. Something's been energetically speaking to you. It can certainly be through very subtle messages, which is typically how the Pisces energy starts to show up. But as the Pisces energy increases, the downloads, the intuitive hits, the visuals, the openings become more vivid. They become brighter and stronger. And there could be something here that you are understanding you're meant to believe, you're meant to trust it, you're meant to know that it's supporting you as you move into this new cycle that's directly related to your spiritual growth, to your ascension, and to what you are sensing, feeling, and seeing that is new. There's something about this energy that feels quite fresh because of the Plutonic influence, because Pluto's in a new space here and wants you to see something within yourself in literally a whole new light. And so as I was preparing to do this podcast, I was getting some really strong visuals here around how I was seeing this energy signature of the Libra lunar eclipse. And I was seeing it as a heart pulsing with new frequencies. I was seeing it as a heart, perhaps it's a heart opening, a heart expansion. Maybe it's something growing in you from the heart chakra, but I feel it as something that is pulsing at a different frequency. And I was also feeling it connected to the earth and connected to Neptune. And so I thought that was quite an interesting mix here of how the heart is learning to be stronger and to be more alive in these frequencies. It feels like a spiritual expansion in the heart space. It also feels perhaps out of your control. It could feel bigger than you. It feels like big downloads. And I was seeing it in these very vibrant, beautiful reds, pinks, purples. And I feel it too as moving beyond the human frame and even beyond the aura. And it could feel overpowering. It could feel quite big. It could feel too. It's interesting. I was getting the visual of this heartbeat pulsing faster and more vibrantly in a way that it was also kicking out any types of blockages, kicking out. I was seeing it as these little dark black pebbles, the parts of ourselves that are afraid to grow, the parts of ourselves that don't want to leave the unknown, the parts of ourselves that are holding on to things that we've always done. They're part of our comfort zone or our programming. Perhaps they're connected to a part of you that always felt really safe. And I'm feeling this energy again, pulsing out any of these blockages, and the blockages can be mental, they could be physical, they could be from the ego, they could be fear-based, they could be anything that has prevented your heart from growing, and they feel quite dense. It's interesting, the way I'm seeing them is that they feel dense, but they're small and heavy, even solid. And when I go inside of one, it almost looks like this really small black hole. Like it's just accumulated energy, or it's been running the ship, it's been in charge of some things, and I feel like it's being overpowered. And it's meant to be something that you recognize that it served a purpose for you on your journey in some manner, in some way. You know, and oftentimes, because this feels actually like a fear-based density, it was a part of your energy that wanted to keep you safe. And it could hold any of those core memory imprints from when you were younger. It could hold any kinds of even trauma, abuse, fear, like deep, messy emotions. It could be holding something that wanted to intentionally keep you safer, which is part of what our fears do, is that they don't want us to get hurt again. They don't want us to go through the same cycle. But I feel like this energy was created at a very young age, like at a very unconscious age when there weren't other options or we didn't know what to do. It's something that's very outdated, because I'm also seeing it as decaying and being very old. Like it doesn't fit the frequency on the planet. It doesn't fit even parts of maybe your life or your world that you're existing in now, but you still feel that it's there. And as always, please only take what resonates. Don't make it fit. Don't think this has to be you if you're not feeling this. But I'm just describing what I'm seeing because I feel like part of the bigger intention of this Libra lunar eclipse is really pulsing out parts of ourselves that have limited any of our Libra expressions, anything that we wish to experience in this lifetime. And it feels like the energy is pulsing out. It also feels like there is this very strong influence of Neptune. And that actually surprised me when I was tuning into that because I was searching for the why, you know, oh, that's interesting. Why Neptune? Well, because when we look at this chart and we follow the path of rulership, which is that Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus is in Pisces at 16 degrees, conjunct Saturn at 12 degrees of Pisces, and both are ruled by Neptune at 27 degrees of Pisces, 39 minutes, and that Neptune at 27 degrees is squaring the galactic center. And we are moving through a process much bigger than this physical timeline. We are moving through something more significant that's even hard to comprehend or perhaps get those details around, but you can feel it. You could feel that you are moving through something big. It's like you could even feel like I'm just in a giant wormhole. I'm just moving through a black hole. Like you could feel very cosmic with these energies because they are opening us up, but it's a discomfort. There is a sense of unease. It could feel very ungraceful and that it's a forced opening of some kind. And those can be painful. And it can be like this painful opening. And I'm seeing it too as the opening of an Akashic record. And it's opening up something in the Akashic records that is also a spiral down. And that's just how I'm seeing it. It's like it's spiraling down and it reveals a story or an experience that maybe you feel you're correcting. Because the strong Pisces energy actually wants to lift you up. And yet with the influence of Pluto, Pluto being the underworld, Pluto going into the energies that have been in play and really understanding them, really getting into what's been driving you, you know, what's been operating in the background, similar to a computer operating system. And this is an upgrade. This is an upgrade in the operating system. But first, it's going down into a spiral to understand what the patterns have been, the habits, what has been going on that you've maybe even been stuck in from other lifetimes. And so that's why I'm seeing this energy move, is that it's going down to rise back up. And there is something here that's really courageous. Like I'm feeling this really strong courage energy around, I've got this. I can handle this. I'm going to figure this out, even if I have to go into the depths of darkness that are really uncomfortable and that bring up a lot of emotions or a lot of energy to purge. So in this chart and in this particular lunar eclipse, we're actually seeing parts of ourselves reflected back to us through relationships, through connections. And this could be through various patterns in your life. You could have a whole new insight into relational dynamics, into communications with others, into how you've interacted. Has it been healthy for you? Has it been solid? Has it been good? Or are you missing some key parts of healthy relationship development? Are there things here that the universe is reflecting back to you to see in yourself so that it can be improved and so that you can make a new choice? And that is also a Libra theme. Choices. And so you could feel like your choices are coming up. Something is showing itself to you, and it could be through another person who's mirroring it back or who even is projecting something that you're meant to see and understand. I feel like this energy wants us to be open. Because it could be very easy to clamp down, to be defensive, to push it away. And honestly, if there's strong messages coming through here that are uncomfortable or that feel like they're really challenging you to look at yourself, that can be a very difficult experience at first if you haven't been willing to see the truth in yourself. Again, Pluto sextiling this sun in Aries is showing you something that is ready to evolve, that is ready to change in your self-identity, in your self-concept, in who you can be at a fuller level of expression. So definitely digging in here to new areas of potential and growth. And even the word potential is interesting because potential is based on choices, you know, and when we think of it in terms of Libra, which is about the choices, the choice points, the fork in the road, you know, it's looking at, okay, something can only be potential for so long until you make a choice. So what is the choice? And this energy that keeps coming back to the strong Pisces influence of the chart is asking you to understand that this is actually outside of your mind's control, your body's control, your ego's control. There's something much bigger that can open up here if you're willing to understand that your soul is asking you to be more. Your soul is opening you up to more that you didn't realize was available to you. But it has to come from, again, Neptune. It has to come from Neptune. It has to come from the ethers. And with Neptune squaring the galactic center, that being a giant spiral of energy, the galactic center is at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, and it's always asking us to go higher in what we believe and to even be uncomfortable with not knowing, to sit in the discomfort, to sit in the lack of answers, because so much of our human journey is unknown. We just don't know. You don't know how it's going to play out. You don't know what it's going to be tomorrow. You don't know what the weather will be in 6 months. You don't know. And so it opens up then how we continue to trust, especially when we feel a partnership with our spiritual self and with our soul. So what I'm actually feeling is coming together here with this March 25th Libra lunar eclipse is a bigger, stronger partnership with your soul. And that's the higher, more elevated viewpoint I'm getting, is that there's something that you're partnering with in your intuition, in your feelings, in your emotional body in a whole new way. And it does relate to that heart frequency pulsing with new self-awareness. I'm also seeing it with greater trust in your spiritual self and your soul's essence. I'm seeing it as something that is meant to help give you life, give you trust, give you a new way to believe that maybe you're wrestling with or you're trying to figure out or even compartmentalize. But this is a new partnership with a part of your energy that's off planet, that's in the ethers. And there's something here that also wants you to go slow with it and to pace yourself. Now, as I mentioned, the ruler of the Libra lunar eclipse is Venus, that is in Pisces conjunct Saturn. And that conjunction means slow it down. Take time. Take time to be in your own aura, to be in your own energy, to filter out distractions. And this could be something where you want to retract, you want to be left alone, or you need more time. Maybe it's just a half hour during lunch or an hour after work or whenever you can get that time. But there's something about being in your own aura is really important because I'm seeing that that's when the clearing happens. And I also feel this as a reprogramming and something that is deeply purging and filtering out what you've outgrown and maybe even what you're afraid to let go of. I'm just seeing this as a huge energy exercise, and it does come down to your intention. So if this is resonating for you, if you're feeling this and it's something that you're open to and that you want to experience, make sure and let your spirit guides know. Make sure and let the universe, God, your angels, whomever you energetically connect to, let them know that you're saying yes to this, that this is something that you want to reprogram and remove, and that there is an upgrade here. I mean, this is an intense upgrade, and now they're bringing me back into that downward spiral. And in that downward spiral, I'm seeing the energetic imprints of all forms of relationships, partnerships, friendships, connections that were not successful or that didn't go anywhere, but they left a mark. Maybe they left a mark on the heart, on the mind. Maybe they just left a mark in the memory of pain or anger, betrayal, manipulation, death, loss. And I'm seeing it as part of the energy in this downward spiral that is ready to be cleared. Okay, the image I'm getting is from the Lord of the Rings trilogy when Gandalf the Grey descends into the caverns and dungeon and fights that monster, the Balrog, I believe. Because part of the imagery I'm getting is that this descent is intense, but there's also so much power in it. And then in the movie, of course, Gandalf ascends to become Gandalf the White. And what I'm seeing as it relates to this eclipse is how there's parts of ourselves that are dying off. There's parts of ourselves that are no longer a fit for where you're going and what you want next. And perhaps you've already been feeling that and sensing that. The energy of this particular lunar eclipse is bringing you into greater consciousness around your other. And your other could be any form of polarity. It could be your masculine and your feminine. It could be your light and your shadow. It could be any part of yourself that you haven't fully claimed, that you've pushed away and you haven't invited it in. This could also relate to any form of duality that has been alive or activated in your experiences or in yourself and have shown up through those Libra themes of connections, partnerships, relationships. It's sort of like the people you've been attracted to because they keep reflecting your childhood wound back to you. That's intense stuff. It could be the friendships or the individuals you relate to one-on-one who are showing you where you haven't been trusting yourself or where you've outgrown the energy of the connection. Like you want more. You want someone who's more spiritual or more on your vibration, whatever it might be. I mean, of course, there's so many ways this can show up. So look in your chart at where you have 5 degrees of Libra because something is being reflected back to you that you're meant to understand. And yes, there's work involved here. Yes, there is a transformation that is unfolding because there is something you have to let go of that has served its purpose so that you can rise again. You can ascend into a healthier, more satisfying version of these Libra expressions. Now, this can be wonderful for relationships or partnerships that you're already in that are healthy and satisfying. This could be an opportunity to get clearer on what are our mutual goals as a couple, or what do we want to co-create together? Where do we want to go with this? What do we want? And there is a we energy here. But in order to have that healthy duo, that healthy partnership, each individual also has to know themselves. And that's part of the sun in Aries receiving a sextile from this Pluto that is saying, okay, know your truth now. Know more of what you really want. And don't compromise it. Don't compromise it. You know, there are healthy and good ways to make compromises. And we're all required to do that in some capacity and in various areas of our lives. But this is where, when you're really honest with yourself, when you're really honest with yourself, and you can stand in that powerfully and take it into relationships and partnerships that are mutual and equal, there will be space for these honest understandings of who you are and what you want. And there's also something here that wants you to bring that out, to allow yourself to share what you want and what matters to you in this life so that it can be on the table. What are you putting on the table right now? What are you sharing with others about who you are and what is important to you? Because there will be a push for that. In fact, I'm seeing it as this could be something that even gets blurted out or comes across unexpectedly. I'm feeling this energy of maybe if you've been holding back, you didn't know if you should say something or you didn't know if you should let someone know, you know, like what you really want next in the relationship. The universe is going to require you to speak up and say it. And it could come about through an unexpected conversation, or it could be triggered through someone else bringing up this topic. And all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, I actually really want to move. Or I would love to live somewhere else in my lifetime. Like, I would love to live in a completely different environment. We've been in the city for a while. I would like to go somewhere a little bit more quiet or peaceful, whatever it might be. Of course, I'm just making that up. But it's something along the lines of the universe could very well push you into speaking something that you weren't sure you should share. And this is the energy of sharing. Put it out there, take the risk, allow yourself to be courageous in your truth and see what happens, because the energy in the air signs is strong. It's being enforced. Now let's take a look at that, because there's powerful energy here supporting the air signs between 0 to 9 degrees of Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. The first decan of the air signs are really being activated here. It's time for change. It's time for new concepts, new discussions, new people. This is a opening into more of what is ready to be shared, ready to be activated. And the energy of the trine between the moon and Pluto is also strongly working with the planets in early degrees of Gemini. So take a look at your chart. Do you have planets or points between 0 and 9 degrees of Gemini? Because this lunar eclipse is really asking you to get something off your mind, to communicate, to activate the throat chakra. It's opening up something for those Gemini planets to change for the first time in their life. And then with this energy, we also have new ways of perceiving what is happening for you. Meaning this energy feels like it's potentially life-changing because of Pluto, the furthest planet in our solar system, interacting with the moon, the most personal energy for us. When these two are in a trine, there is some evolutionary growth at a very deep core level. And then this goes back to that visual I was feeling of the heart pulsing out the density, the limitations, the energy that have blocked it. For some of you, this eclipse is going to be very personal in what it opens up within you. And it's going to shift your mindset. It's going to shift what you have perceived or thought. It's going to also bring a lot of new things to light. Like, I'm seeing that you could recognize some patterns in yourself, some patterns in your journey that you are here to deeply heal, that you're here to beautifully shift. And you could feel like, yes, it's right on time. Yes, I'm ready for this. So the air signs are being strongly transformed during this eclipse. Now, the fire signs are also being strongly activated here. So early degrees of Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, between 0 to 9 degrees, you are also feeling the intensity of this movement, and it's opening up new spiritual awareness, new understandings of your life force and your energy, what you're here to create. And also I feel it as busting out anything that hasn't been healthy. Like, I'm seeing it as sometimes there can be this amplified energy with the fire signs where it's too much. The fire signs can burn too intensely. They can burn too quickly or just be a lot of energy. And with the focus here on the air signs, there's something that will help to moderate that energy and help you talk it out. And that's one of the beautiful synergies between the fire signs and the air signs, is that the fire signs want to take action. Let's go. But the air signs are like, okay, let's just talk it out first. Let's get on the same page. Let's make sure we got the details. Let's think it through. Let's ensure that what you're putting into action is going to be strong, but make sure we're not overlooking anything. And so part of this lunar eclipse here is asking you to not only be more conscious of the energies you're taking, but to make sure that it's not only in your head, that you're not keeping it too internal. Perhaps it's as simple as talking it out with a friend, going to somebody you trust, or even just writing it out. basically make sure that you're grounding it and you're moving the mind in a healthy manner, opening you up to new understandings around what you need, which is one of the main directives of the moon. The moon is connected to what do I need? And with the moon in Libra, what do I need in partnerships, in relationships, in healthy communications? What do I need that is a vibrational match for who I am now? And so this can also bring up some very big relationship changes where there could be people in your life. Again, you're realizing we're no longer a match. We're not on the same page. We want different things. But I also feel like this is going to magnetize in healthy partnerships. This is the energy too of dynamic duos, power couples, people who have been doing the work and they come together, they get synced up. And there's something here that also supports meeting your equal or identifying equals in your life. And our equal looks different based on the healing work we do, based on what we want, where we're at. It's a very individual understanding, but there will be new connections here. There will be new relationships coming together. And if that's something you've wanted, you could connect with a soulmate. You could have people arriving in your world who are new, who are different, who also are reflecting back to you what you've healed, what you have transformed, more of who you are now. So this can be supportive for the relationships you're ready for, as well as how to enhance the ones you currently have that are good for you, good for your energy, good for your heart, good for your well-being. Now, getting back to this visual I was seeing around going into an Akashic Records and the spiral down, I feel like part of the opportunity here and part of the energy transformation is bringing in the higher frequencies to that spiral. This could be something you simply visualize. Maybe you see it as you're meditating or simply closing your eyes and focusing in on how to bring in the 5D frequencies, 5D or higher. I'm even seeing again the Neptune energies, bringing it into any parts of this downward spiral that you're ready to transform. I'm also hearing that it's important to not get locked into the story, where our mind wants to understand what happened, what's the narrative, what transpired. I feel this as an energy clearing where maybe you don't know the full story or the specific roles. Maybe you don't know how an experience originated for you. It's almost like not getting too overly focused on the mind's need to understand it, but rather to allow the energies to be beautifully healed, transformed, and cleared through the higher frequencies. And as I see this downward spiral, it actually looks like an ice cream cone, sort of like this waffle cone that's holding energy that's ready to be elevated, that's working with the soul's intention to clear out and complete something. If this resonates for you, simply trust what you're seeing. Simply trust whatever you're sensing or feeling needs to be cleared. There's also another message I'm feeling here that's actually related to Neptune and Pisces squaring the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. And the message I'm hearing is to not judge yourself. Neptune squaring planets in Sag want you to release self-judgment, want you to release any forms of judgment that you're holding against yourself or others, wants you to open up the energy into something neutral. Neutralize it. It was just an experience. It was just something you went through. It was just part of what you were here to understand about energy. Look at how you can neutralize any judgments that are coming up for you. And to be in that place of divine neutrality, where you're not directing the energy at another or at yourself. I'm actually seeing it as a sword, where you're not pointing the sword at another, but you're also not self-inflicting the judgment upon yourself, because part of what is supported here is the neutralizing of the energies that no longer serve you going forward, and neutralizing it in a way that allows you to be more loving and kind and compassionate to yourself. And so that's what's coming into harmony. Okay, now I'm seeing it. This Libra lunar eclipse is bringing you into a new state of equilibrium within your own energy by helping you clear out what has been residing in your soul story that you no longer need going forward. And so it's bringing parts of your energy to a divine neutral state, which is a new point of equilibrium and internal balance that allows you to be more self-aware, that allows you to understand more of what you want to create and experience next, that also allows you to bring in any parts of yourself you have abandoned, rejected, pushed away, how you have created the experience of the other internally. And I know that's kind of deep because it can take a minute to even look at that, much less sit with it and understand it. I'm seeing it as a soul fracture, how we fracture away parts of ourselves instead of bringing it closer and accepting it for whatever reasons. And as this information is coming through, because this is how I do my channeling, this is how I receive my intuitive messages, I'm seeing it relates again to other timelines, other energies that we've had in other lifetimes that have pulled us away from parts of ourselves that we're meant to fully embrace and accept with an understanding that all of me is acceptable. And even though it can appear through other people outside of me, there's something here that is uniting our unity consciousness, but it's happening at an individual level. I'm also seeing how this is healing those soul fractures that were perpetuating more wounds. And the wounds are around the Libra themes of relationships, partnerships, connections. So there's some deep partnership work here that you could certainly be feeling and seeing already in yourself or in your life. And I think that this is going to be overall, in general, a very dynamic and supportive evolutionary process that can do a lot of healing around those hidden soul fractures in connections. So for all the ways this is a Libra lunar eclipse with the moon and the south node in Libra, plus the sun, north node, Chiron, and Mercury in Aries, we have four planets in Pisces. And that Pisces energy is actually running the show behind the scenes. And so you could think at first, oh, this is all about Libra energies, which it is. But it's about your unconscious Libra energies and what the Pisces influence is actually opening up in you in a much deeper way. Honestly, I didn't expect this to go in this direction. I had other things I thought I would be discussing about this Libra lunar eclipse, and I will have a video for you shortly on YouTube going through the chart, and you'll see the visuals and more of what is highlighted in this particular Libra lunar eclipse. But again, it's about something that you're seeing in yourself that's ready to shift and evolve. And there could be something that you don't like at first, because going back to the understanding of a penumbral lunar eclipse, there's a shadow on the moon. There's the darker side of the moon that is coming to light. And so you could feel like, I've got to understand this in myself. I've got to see why I'm like this. And that's why this is a Libra lunar eclipse that is truly a deeper invitation into your soul and what you're healing at a spiritual level. Now, after the Libra lunar eclipse, we're going to have the Aries solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries, where the sun and the moon are exactly conjunct Chiron. And this is going to open up a new healing opportunity. There's something that you're going to be energized and it's going to recreate you through Chiron. So we'll be talking about that Aries solar eclipse here very shortly, but that can help you see where the energy is moving towards. It can help you understand the new start that is underway and also what is right on time for you that honestly, you couldn't arrived at it any sooner. So I'll be discussing that more shortly in an upcoming Monday podcast. In the meantime, if you are already in my 2024 Soul Growth Astrology program, be sure and log in so that you can review what this eclipse cycle is bringing up for you. And if you would like to join us in that program, I do a deep dive into the themes and cycles of the eclipse. We look at what is coming up for you to be aware of, where it is in your chart. There's a lot of content here around this particular March eclipse, and then, of course, the remaining three eclipses of 2024. So be sure and check that out, because you really want to know when an eclipse is working with you personally. Those are life-changing. You want to see, is this eclipse activating a particular personal planet for me, or maybe even an outer planet? That's a big deal. So that's why I create these programs, so that you have a heads up on what is unfolding for you during these cycles of energies, and that you can understand what is right on time for you. Now, we also look at when we've had eclipses at these same degree points previously, and that can be an insightful reference point where you're like, ah, okay, eclipses at early degrees of Libra have happened previously. Back in 2016, we had a lunar eclipse at 3 degrees of Libra. Back in 1997, we had another Libra lunar eclipse at 4 degrees in your chart. So this particular eclipse cycle has already been in play. Of course, it's different now because the planets are all in different places, but this will also pinpoint for you what has changed in that particular house in your chart because of the eclipse. So you look back at how your life changed or what came up for you in 2016 when we had a Libra lunar eclipse at 3 degrees. So that's the type of information I go through in this course. And it's also how you learn more about your astrology chart and what the potentials are for you with each eclipse. So I'll put the link below the podcast here. Be sure and check it out. There's a lot of information in these soul growth programs, and it's designed for you to come back throughout the year, because truthfully, it's hard to remember it all. So it helps you come back and check it out. And also a heads up that you want to come back and check out the upcoming Mercury retrograde energies, since we're going to have a Mercury retrograde in Aries starting April 1st. And I'll be discussing that more in a Monday podcast as well. So as always, wishing you a beautiful journey through this eclipse energy, hoping that it gifts you with many things that will support your journey, what you're ready to change, how you're ready to transform, and all the things that you're also clearing out at a deeper level of your being. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for another podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find all of my current offerings at mollymccord.online. Take good care, and I'll see you back here soon.